Blessings, peace, and light, family, and welcome back to my Dope Evolution podcast. This episode will be the last episode of the first season. But not to worry, season two will be back at the end of November. For those of you who may have submitted a story and has not heard it yet, don't worry. We have many seasons to tackle, and your story will be heard. I wanted to do this episode a little bit different. I decided that I wanted to share a portion of a conversation that I had with one of my clients, of course, with their permission. My client made this statement, and it was said in such a defeated tone. She says, "Being a woman is exhausting." An interesting statement, right? So I asked her, "Elaborate more on why you feel that way." She continues to say, "Well, if we're not being hunted, we're being disrespected. And if it's not disrespected, we're being disregarded. Society hates us." She continues to say, "I'm convinced that men don't like women. And what's worse, most of the time, we as women don't like women. We're always knocking each other down when we should be sticking together and build each other up. It doesn't happen. Every other day, I am seeing news about abductions, women being taken to be sold into sex trafficking. We are beaten by our husbands, sometimes even shot and killed, just because we exercise our right to say no. I've seen recently a video of a young woman who was hit in the face by a brick simply because she did not want to give her phone number to a guy. And what's worse, a gang of men sat there and watched this man do that to this woman and did nothing. A friend of mine contracted herpes from her husband and lost her children. She was pregnant with twins and she lost her babies because of the disease. And she was the one made out to be the dirty one. There are women in certain cultures, in order to be marriage worthy, they will have to drink the foot water of their potential husband. I'm not one to speak on other cultures and how they do things. But where does that come from? There are men out there that will have 4 or 5 wives. But let one of those women decide that they need a man to keep them company other than the one that they're with. We are led to believe that we have equal rights. But we don't. In a corporate setting, a woman could be doing the same job, have the same executive title, and still will be paid a significant amount less than what a man would be paid. I mean, she went off, y'all, and she stated a lot of valid points. The list went on, and I let her get all of what she felt she needed to get off her chest. See, I'm not in the business of challenging people on their opinions or veering them away from what they find is true for them. I did, however, remind her that she cannot allow societal conditionings to dictate how she is as an individual and as a woman. Hours after we had that conversation, Her words plagued me. They continued to repeat themselves in my head over and over again. And then I started to reflect on this podcast. I think about the stories that are submitted to me. I think about the traumas that are described in these stories. And 1,000% of these stories are submitted by women. And 1,000% of the traumas that they experience are done by the hands of men. Yes, it is exhausting being a woman. But let me remind you of this. At the very core of our existence lies the essence of power, resilience, and grace. Our strength as a woman knows no bounds. Within us, we carry the weight of generations, the love that mends hearts, and the determination that fuels revolutions. Let us not forget the indomitable spirit that lies within us, which ignites fires of change and creates ripples of inspiration that shapes this world. We are a force to be reckoned with, a beacon of hope, and a testament to the extraordinary power that resides within us. What would this world be without women? Societal conditions will have the world believing that women are the weakest link. We know the truth, however, and we must always stand in it. The fact of the matter is, whether the world wants to believe it or not, society is nothing without the woman. I'm going to end off here because I could go on all night about this. We hold such a power within us. We just have to remember and always walk in it. I would like to take this moment to give thanks to each and every one of you who have submitted their story, who has tuned in religiously every week, and those who have steadily showed their love and support. There are no words that could truly express how much I love and appreciate you. Even though this is the closing of the first season, please do not hesitate to share your story with me if you're feeling inspired. Send it to my email. I will always have them because there are many seasons to come. You could send your story to my email address at itsanewday@gmail.com. As always, I will leave the email address in the description attached to the podcast. And if the spirit should move you and you want to become a supporter of this podcast via donations, simply click the support the show link that is also in the description attached to the podcast. And only if only the spirit should move you. Even though it is a short break, you could always find me on YouTube and Instagram at It's a New Day to keep connected and stay in the loop with what's going on within the community. For more information on the community, or if you're interested in joining, please check out my Stan store, and that link will be provided for you in the description attached to the podcast. If you are interested in connecting with me for one-on-one wellness coaching sessions, you could also email me at the email that I provided previously, or again, check out my Stan store. In my Stan store link, you will see numerous wellness services that I do offer. You should go check it out. Well, y'all, until next time, be sure to keep safe. Stay blessed. One love. I'm Khalees, and I'll see you in November for season 2. Good night. Thank you.